Chapter 22. Rome and Carthage. The Semitic colony of Carthage on the northern coast of Africa and the Indo-European city of Rome on the west coast of Italy fought each other for the possession of the western Mediterranean, and Carthage was destroyed. The little Phoenician trading post of Carthajat stood on a low hill which overlooked the African Sea, a stretch of water 90 miles wide, which separates Africa from Europe. It was an ideal spot for a commercial center, almost too ideal. It grew too fast and became too rich. When in the 6th century before our era, Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon destroyed Tyre, Carthage broke off all further relations with the mother country and became an independent state, the great western advance post of the Semitic races. Unfortunately, the city had inherited many of the traits which, for 1,000 years, had been characteristic of the Phoenicians. It was a vast business house, protected by a strong navy, indifferent to most of the finer aspects of life. The city and the surrounding country, and the distant colonies, were all ruled by a small but exceedingly powerful group of rich men. The Greek word for rich is plutos, and the Greeks called such a government by rich men a plutocracy. Carthage was a plutocracy, and the real power of the state lay in the hands of 12 big shipowners and mine owners and merchants, who met in the back room of an office and regarded their common fatherland as a business enterprise which ought to yield them a decent profit. They were, however, wide awake and full of energy, and worked very hard.